RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
On now, Her Radio, with founder and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and New York Times bestselling author and leading women's healthcare expert, Dr. Pam Peek, on RadioMD.
Ooh, Michelle, let's talk about saliva today.
Oh, yum.
She's just salivating. I'm watching you.
Hold on, I'm drooling. Hold on.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about this. Do you know, okay. I mean, there are things that saliva really says about your health, and we're going to talk about seven of them. So let's just start right off. I'm going to put on my little doctorally academic hat here, and we're going to say, what about saliva? Well, I bet you didn't know that your body produces about 50 ounces of saliva, a day. Okay. And, you know, most of us don't really think too much about it, but actually it actually plays a really vital role in your health. Bet you didn't know it's a natural mouth disinfectant. It helps maintain the health of your gums, prevents tooth decay, washes away food particles, and provides disease-fighting substances to prevent cavities and other infections. Whoopee-doo, we love it. So, let's get into seven things your saliva says about... Would you stop with the spit already? I'm trying to be so above board on this one.
I'm sorry, I can't help it.
We're going to talk about spit.
Okay, so you're running low. You seem to be running low, right? That's number one. What does that mean? It means that sometimes there are about 300-plus medications like decongestants, antihistamines that can cause dry mouth as a side effect. And... That mouth tends to spring up as you age, and health concerns force you to take more medication, and it's not good. So if you've noticed you're parched, be extra vigilant about your dental hygiene to avoid cavities. Floss daily, brush with fluoride-containing toothpaste twice a day. And I think there's actually some things on the market that can help you with dry mouth.
There's no question about that.
Yeah.
You know what I love to use? I love to use that Tom's really natural, mouthwash. It's really great stuff. There's no alcohol or any of that stuff in it. It's really good stuff. Okay, so that's the first one. So you're running low because, could be your meds. The second one is, it's white and clumpy. This means you may have an oral infection. Candida albicans, the fungus, can cause a yeast infection in your mouth. This oftentimes can happen, especially when you have issues like diabetes. You're much more vulnerable. Or if you're on some kind of antibiotic, sometimes that can also upset the flora. So obviously your doctor can get you on some kind of antifungal medication that you swish in your mouth to be able to get rid of the infection that's giving you that white and clumpy stuff, and also the dry mouth that Michelle just talked about can also cause clumpiness too. So really important to stay on top of that. What else now? What's number three?
So it has certain RNA molecules. It's like a window to your insides. So saliva tests can provide a ton of information about your genetic makeup and hormones. From diabetes to cancer, saliva holds promise as a diagnostic tool for diseases, which we've known, right? We've been using this for a while. Much like a vial of your blood, although I'm always blood first and spit second, but a saliva test can assess your levels of hormones like melatonin, and that's a research that was done at Northwestern University, and say I have dry mouth. That could provide doctors insight into your body's rhythms and make sleep better, eating, weight loss recommendations, and other things. So that's another reason for a saliva test.
I love it. And then pay attention to this. Maybe your saliva is too acidic. And so let's just look at this one for a minute. Now, a dentist can really quickly assess your pH with a spit strip or solution. There's your spit again. If your pH is off, bacteria can multiply in the cozy little nooks and crannies of your teeth, and acidic saliva can erode your teeth and cause cavities. So eating foods rich in arginine, red meat, poultry can lower your saliva's acidity, and there's also a bunch of other products out there that can also help you rebalance that acidity. So there you have it. It's too acidic. What's the next one?
There's too much of it. So,
you're drooling.
This
means you're drooling.
Excuse me while I wipe my mouth. Okay, hold on. Oh, you might be pregnant. So pregnant women, pregnant women tend to produce more saliva, as research shows.
You are not
shows.
Pregnant.
That's interesting. I would not have thought that. And it's because the hormones are changing, and that side effect of feeling nauseated. So there are no real risks apart from potentially spitting at your friends when you talk, which I have done on many occasions, I will say.
Oh, that's so gross.
I know, but you can't. Sometimes you can't help it. Popping TMI. A piece of gum or hard candy may help you swallow all that extra saliva or spit.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Sorry.
Okay, well, now
did I spit on you?
Talking,
sorry.
Did you? Just a moment while I clean up this mess, this spit mess. All right, so now we were talking about too acidic. What about it's bitter or sour? Now this one I see as a physician a lot because it says that you may have reflux. Mm-hmm. And this is a condition that allows the stomach acid to bubble up into your throat. And there's this sort of telltale icky flavor. And anyone who has acid reflux really kind of knows what I'm talking about. Now, sometimes you get a sour taste in your mouth just because. But reflux really is a big time sign of heartburn. So you got to watch for that very, very carefully. All right. And you may notice also that you've got bad breath or nausea. If your doc diagnoses reflux, you may have to do some lifestyle changes. And one of those things is skipping greasy and spicy food especially. So, you know, make sure to check in if you're having an issue with that. All right. What else?
So it tastes tacky on your tongue. What does that
tacky
mean?
Tacky on
so
your tongue.
Tacky. You may be a mouth breather, which a lot of people are. So inhaling and exhaling through your nose is always the best way to keep your mouth happily hydrated. Since your mouth's natural, it's your mouth's natural disinfectant. But as we know with sleep apnea, for example, how are people breathing? They're breathing through their mouth. And that causes tremendous issues. So if you think you're breathing through your mouth, number one, you need to get to your dentist and you need to go visit your doctor because you don't have enough saliva and it's going to eventually hurt you. Plus, the sleep apnea piece of it is so huge for people and they don't even realize it. But if you're waking up with dry mouth, there's a reason for it.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It also tells you kind of how you sleep anyway. If
exactly.
You're waking up with that, tacky thing, maybe you're one of those people who just has that whole, open mouth thing going on. You know what I notice is...
Catching flies.
Would you stop? seriously, when I was, I swim in Master Swim, and what I notice is that many times I'm breathing very, very quickly, and my mouth gets insanely dry, especially if I'm using a nose clip on the backstroke or something, and I do get that tacky thing on my tongue. This is why all of us keep those, bottles of like water or whatever, at the end of the lap lane so we can quickly take a swish when we can because it's really a drag when that happens. So I can imagine what it's like when you wake up and when you've had a cold or the flu.
Exactly, and you can't breathe
through
your nose.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right, so we've been talking about the 7 things your saliva says about your health. Wow. All right, so are you taking meds that are making you run low on saliva? Is it white and clumpy? Ooh, oral infection. It has certain RNA molecules. Getting a lot of tests out there. And then is it too acidic? Better watch out because you need to see a dentist if that's happening. Is there too much of it? Pregnancy. It's bitter or sour? Reflux. And it tastes tacky on your tongue. You're a mouth breather. That's what's happening. And there you have it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Boy, that was a mouthful. Speaking of mouth breathing, you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. Stay well.